audio for Song Dynasty Economy. This is the ER version, which you should see at the top of your paper. If you don't see that, you should be using the other audio track. First, you will read about industrialization in Europe, and then you will read about the Song Dynasty economy, and you're going to compare that economy to industrialization. Ultimately, you will answer whether or not the Song Dynasty came close to industrializing. First section, industrialization. The Industrial Revolution begins in Europe around 1760 AD. The very first form of industrialization was the water wheel, which was in use for more than a millennium before the start of the Industrial Revolution. However, the use of the water wheel became industrialization when Europeans began to hook up machines to the water wheel. Other signs. There were many other signs of industrialization. The population increased quickly, farming became more productive with the use of farming machines, industrial productivity also increased, doubling rates of iron, coal, and other raw materials every generation or so. The rate at which new inventions were created also increased, and people began to follow the industrial jobs by moving into cities. And lastly, industrial countries always began to conduct more and more international trade. Now let's talk about the Song Dynasty. First section. It is believed that when the Song Dynasty came to power in 960 AD, there were around 80 million people living in its territory. By 1260, 300 years later, that number was probably closer to 200 million. People also began to move into cities. By the 12th century, China had 52 large urban prefectures, which is a district, and each of them had more than 100,000 households each. Next section. During Song times, the iron industry grew quickly. Iron production reached around 125,000 tons per year in 1078, which is an increase of about six times the production at 800. Mass production methods were used to make iron armor. High quality steel for swords was made through high temperature metallurgy. Huge bellows, often driven by water wheels, were used to help superheat the molten ore. Next section. The annual output of minted copper currency in 1085 alone reached roughly 6 billion coins. The most notable advancement in the Song economy was the establishment of the world's first government-issued paper-printed money, which is known as Jiaozi. I probably butchered that word, sorry. For the printing of paper money alone, the Song court established several government-run factories in the cities of Huizhou, Chengdu, Hangzhou, and Anqi. Next section. The use of water power to move millstones, grinding stones, and hammers, and chain bucket irrigation mechanisms became more and more common. A number of farming inventions were also created, such as the seedling horse, the dung drill, the plow weeder, and the drill tiller. Next section. The invention of movable type printing was made by Bisheng, and it deeply contributed to the spread of literature, knowledge, and thought. Next section. Although trade by sea with India and the Middle East had existed since the late Han period, maritime trade grew rapidly during the Song era. Improvements in the technology of shipbuilding and navigation assisted overseas trading. Next section. The water wheel had been used in China for at least a millennium. However, under the Song Dynasty, the number of uses for this device increased greatly. Water wheels were used to power massive blast furnaces and iron mills, and for grinding that's necessary both to make millet flour and to make gunpowder. Last section. The windmill was also invented during the Song Dynasty. For the first time, people were able to produce the same sort of mechanical power of the watermill without needing running water. And that's the end.